from the Cruise Radio studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Here's your cruise news for Thursday, September 2nd, 2021. Carnival Glory's return to sailing voyage from New Orleans this weekend has been canceled due to impacts from Hurricane Ida. The storm caused major flooding around the Gulf region, power outages, and closed parts of the Mississippi River. Carnival gave guests the opportunity to transfer to this weekend's voyage aboard Carnival Vista in Galveston or receive a complete refund. Carnival Pride is the next ship to restart service when it sails from Baltimore on September 12th. And Cruise Industry News is reporting that under the Coronavirus Economic Relief for Transportation Services Act, several U.S.-based river cruise lines have received financial aid from the U.S. government throughout the shutdown. This is how it breaks down. American Cruise Line has received $21 million. American Queen Steamboat Company / Victory Cruise Lines has received $64 million. Alaska-based Uncruise Adventures, $8.7 million, and Alaska Dream Cruises, $5.7 million. The loans are used for payroll and general accounting purposes. And the Port of Santa Barbara, California, has canceled all cruise ship visits until 2022 due to local increased infection rates of COVID-19. The cancellations will impact Pacific Coastal and California Coastal itineraries on Celebrity, Princess, and Holland America. The next cruise ship visit on this schedule is now March 10th of 2022. And cruise line stocks were down on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation down 2.7, 23.48. Royal Caribbean down 1, 82.03. And Norwegian down 2.6, 25.15. Breaking news in this week's podcast, a review of Norwegian Cruise Lines and Norwegian's Gym, first sailing since the shutdown, at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.